Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we're joined by Bloomberg's Margie Murphy. Hackers have found a way to unlock and drive off with certain Tesla models. Now, Margie, how are they able to do this?
Hi. Yeah. So currently, we don't know. I just like to kind of disclaimer, we don't think it's happening at the moment in the wild. However, what has happened is a very smart cybersecurity researcher came to me and showed me how he was able to do it and how hypothetically in the future other smart people might be able to do this. So the way that he was able to unlock and start the Model 3 and Y cars was by writing firmware, and then he bought two Bluetooth relay devices, which cost about $50 to buy, so a very cheap way to do it. And essentially, it kind of spoofs the smartphone and key fob keyless entry system that you see on Tesla cars. So the really, really nifty trick that as you walk up to your car, it unlocks for you because you've got your smartphone in there. Essentially, by using these hardware, these Bluetooth kits, if a hacker is able to get one of these kits near one of your phones, even if you're not close to the car, as long as he has a second kit by the car, he can basically forward communications from your phone. So the car thinks the phone is near it, and therefore he's able to get in.
Now, could hackers use this to open other devices that rely on Bluetooth, for example, electronic door locks?
Absolutely. So they also found that the issue is kind of across, affecting hundreds of stuff because lots of things are reliant on Bluetooth for kind of keyless entry systems. So they also found the same issue in QuickSet Kevo locks, which are kind of smart locks that are on your front door that you might use your phone to open. And they are trying to rectify the issue now. They said that there's a workaround for iPhone users, but people who unlock these Kevo locks with Android phones are going to have to wait until summer for the workaround.
What are any companies doing to prevent hackings like this? I know you said that we were not aware of this happening in the real world. It was just a demonstration. But wouldn't companies be sort of aware of this and doing something to prevent it?
Absolutely. So this is the reason why the researcher at MCC Group wanted to do this, because Bluetooth, as it kind of started the technology, was to link things together and not to be used as a security system. And so for Tesla or, say, for QuickSet to sort this out, it would involve some kind of hardware issues. So Tesla wouldn't really be able to just send an update and sort this out. However, I think they think that it's so convenient and people like the feature so much. And because this hasn't happened in the wild yet, I think that it's kind of for them, they're thinking, well, that's really far away. And if people like the feature at the moment, until we see that someone's actually out there doing it, they're not going to change it. We did go to Tesla and ask them about it. But as people may have read in the press, Elon Musk has disbanded his press department and it's incredibly difficult to get a hold of him. And so we weren't even able to get their response to it. However, apparently they told the security researcher that they didn't see it as a big enough problem to rectify.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. That is Bloomberg's Margie Murphy. And you can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more Bloomberg, or for more rather, you can tune into Bloomberg TV at 2:00 this afternoon.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.